With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Karen Chambas reports on the latest from the Russian presidential elections.
Russians have cast their ballots on the second day of elections, which are set to formalize six more years of power for President Vladimir Putin. Putin faces no serious challenges after administering a ruthless crackdown that has stifled independent media and prominent rights groups. Putin's fiercest foe, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison in February, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. The 71-year-old Putin faces three token rivals from Kremlin-friendly parties who have refrained from any criticism of him or his invasion of Ukraine. The war in Ukraine was visible on Russia's streets as Ukrainian drone and missile attacks once again hit the country, killing at least two people in Belgorod, close to the Ukrainian border. I'm Karen Chambas.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's vacillating support for Israel is prolonging the war in Gaza, plain and simple. He says that's because Hamas is hoping international pressure will come to bear on Israel, forcing it to end its offensive.
If they knew that wasn't going to happen, there would at least be a chance that they would seek a way to end this consistent with Israeli security and return of the hostages.
And former Senator Jim Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Political contributor Josh Krushauer says he was surprised to hear President Biden say nothing about the rise in anti-Semitism here in the U.S. during his State of the Union address this year.
I was. And I think that was a missed opportunity. There were hostages, you know, families of hostages. There were hostages that had been released since October 7th that were in attendance.
Krushauer says President Biden is losing political support among American Jews due to his tepid support for Israel. This is SRN News. A number of Republican-controlled states are taking steps to clarify their position on abortion.
In South Dakota, lawmakers want to create a video in which medical experts and the state's attorneys would explain to doctors and patients when abortions can be legally performed. The measure was passed last month and is now awaiting the signature of Republican Governor Kristi Noem. Oklahoma and Kentucky are also taking steps to clarify their abortion bans, though in both states, the attorneys general, not physicians, are the ones dictating the terms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Also at srnnews.com, a church in Peoria, Illinois has opened its doors to a hurting neighborhood. Reachway Church of the Nazarene is using its building to help people who need housing and who struggle with substance abuse. With fewer than 50 regular attendees, the congregation raised $12,000 to renovate part of the church building for that purpose. This is SRN News. An independent commission has been reviewing Maine's deadliest mass shooting, Army Reservist Robert Card killing 18 people at a bowling alley at a bar in Lewiston. We get more details on that investigation and its findings from correspondent Norman Hall in this report.
An independent commission reviewed the events that led up to Army Reservist Robert Card killing 18 people in October at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston. Former federal prosecutor Niyama Ramani says there were many so-called yellow flag law signals that were overlooked.
The fact that he was involuntarily committed at a psychiatric institution, but he still had access to 10 to 15 firearms.
One parent who lost his son called the report findings heartbreaking all over again. I'm Norman Hall.
The Israeli military says a ship has now delivered 200 tons of food, water, and humanitarian supplies to Gaza, inaugurating